USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As cases of COVID-19 are rising once again among the unvaccinated, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says those who haven't been vaccinated are at risk.
Being vaccinated is to protect your health, that of your family, and that of the community.
The rise in cases is being blamed on the Delta variant and the leveling off of vaccinations. St. Louis and Austin, Texas are the latest cities to bring back mask mandates indoors and on public transportation beginning on Monday. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farmer, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Astounding people in Missouri, a St. Louis prosecutor decides to let accused killers out of jail. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vicario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of people are still under evacuation orders as the nation's largest wildfire continues to grow. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Bootleg Fire in Oregon has destroyed an area half the size of Rhode Island. It was reported Thursday 40% of the fire was surrounded after burning some 70 homes, mainly cabins. At least 2,000 homes were ordered evacuated at some point during the fire, and an additional 5,000 were threatened. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
They were known as the Indians since 1915. Now Cleveland's Major Baseball League team will be called something new. In a video released to social media, the franchise announced it's changing its name. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love, and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.